Welcome to the Manifesting Doll podcast. I'm Barbara Orban from No Diet Babe. I'm a spiritual mindset coach and weight loss expert. If you are a spiritual babe wanting to up-level your life around your body, health, wellness, spirituality, law of attraction and manifestation, then this is the podcast for you. I'm here to give you the tools, teachings, and strategies to manifest the body and life of your dreams. As spiritual babes, we know to focus on love as opposed to fear. So get ready to learn how to implement spiritual teachings to weight loss, wellness, and your daily life coming from a place of love and abundance. This is a celebration of how we can shift our inner perception of ourselves and watch our outer selves shift. You can become the best version of yourself, and I'm here to help. So let's get started. Hey babes, welcome to the Manifesting Doll podcast. I'm Barbara Orban from No Diet Babe, and today's episode, I'm going to be talking about taking aligned action around weight loss. So this is a really important topic, especially because I currently have opened the doors to my program Intuitive Macros. So this is a new program, and it actually signups close in 1 week. So you legit only have 1 week left to sign up for this 12-week group coaching program. You also have an option to sign up for the 6 week. But I do think, you know, this type of situation, you want to have 12 weeks of coaching available to you to implement the strategies and to give it enough time. Like 12 weeks is a really good period of time, as I'm sure many of you know, to kind of implement a weight loss strategy and see some results. But this is completely different to anything you've ever done before, right? Like, and I'm sure, like, if you listen to this podcast, it's like, duh, I do things completely different to what majority of people do. So it's like, you're going to get that same different stuff that you've never heard before, that I've not talked about before, to do with a strategy called macros, right? So in my like last couple of episodes, I was talking about whether or not you should count calories and how it's not for everyone. And so with intuitive macros, it's like you'll know like if there's a part of you that's done it before, or like you feel like, oh yeah, like it could work for me, but I just need the right advice from somebody that understands law of attraction. It's like it'll be perfect for you, because like for me, like I said, intuitive eating alone didn't help me. So let me just say, right, this was me. I did so much work around emotional eating. I did a lot of work around intuitive eating. I was really on par with that stuff, but I couldn't get to the actual goal weight that I wanted. Like, I wanted to look really fit and slim, and I was like, yeah, like I'm just like a normal weight and I don't feel at my best. And I was like, I've put on all this weight through my binge eating and stuff, and I want to lose it in a healthy way. Like, I don't want to go back to the yo-yo dieting. I don't want to reintroduce binge eating. I just want to, like, you know, just lose it in a sustainable way. Also, the other thing that I didn't realize was that I still was in the dieting mentality, not because like deliberately, but because I just did not realize that you could eat more calories. Like, I didn't realize until I started counting calories that I was like, oh shit, like no wonder there's so much contrast between why I binge at certain times and then at other times I'm like under eating. There's like so much contrast, and I just need to be more consistent. And it's like, how do you know to be consistent? Like, I don't understand. Like, unless somebody gives you a meal plan, which I can't resonate with meal plans, I just can't follow a meal plan that I've been given. Like, I used to push myself to try, and it's like, then I realize it's like, no, if I don't want to be a binge eater, if I don't want to be an emotional eater, then I've got to figure this out, like how to be more intuitive, right? I've got to do what I feel like I need to do. And part of overcoming emotional eating was actually just embodying and embracing like who I am and my personality and stuff. And it's like, no, like I don't want rigid rules around food, you know? And that's why macros was good for me in the way that I did it, because it was like, okay, if you feel like eating something, you can eat it. And it's not like, I know some of you might be like, yeah, but then I have to fit it into my macros and blah, blah, blah. But again, like coming back to law of attraction, which I always say you got to come back to, it's like, it's not about the action that you take. It's about the energy that you're in, right? So somebody could take the same action, but they're in a different energy and they'll get a different result. Why is that? It's because our emotions are affected by our actions, and then our actions, like our emotions determine our actions, right? So it's like, it's this like interplay with the two things. And it's like, you have to accept that you're a human being with emotions, and you can't just take action without like taking into account how it makes you feel. If you're a person who's aware of the fact that you have emotions and you have the ability to control them, or like you understand what to do, then sure, like you can take a whole bunch of action and be very, very successful. And some people have that approach. They're like, I'm so disciplined and I take a lot of action and blah, blah, blah. But maybe perhaps they're not aware, or others aren't aware, that they just have a way that they've figured it out. They know themselves and they're able to control their emotions throughout the process. I was the type of person, and I know that people listening in, and I know that this is the majority of the issue with people, is that yes, we go through periods where we can take action, but then something happens and we self-sabotage, right? And this is not because you lack willpower or that you're not disciplined enough. It's not that. It's that there's a missing piece, and the missing piece is your thoughts, feelings, and beliefs. You're like your emotions and what's in between the place where you're like, I want a result and I want to take action. There's a bit in between that you're missing, and that's your emotions, your thoughts, and your feelings and beliefs. And your emotions, in a sense, are the best guidance system into what your thoughts and beliefs are. So I'll just say that again. So your emotions are there to provide you with information on what your thoughts and beliefs are. Because when you can then be like identifying how you feel, you dig deeper into the thoughts and the feel, the thoughts and the beliefs, you change them, then you can change the feeling, you can change the behavior, you change the result, right? That's how the whole process works. And in terms of taking aligned action, what this means is like, you, to me, okay, I'll explain to me. It's like you're pretty much just, you're making an effort to get into alignment. So you're like, okay, I've got to assess what's going on in my head. I've got to feel into what's going to make me feel good. But things are going to come up. So you might have to take action on something and it makes you feel uncomfortable. So say, for example, you go on a diet and you're sticking to the meal plan really, really well. And you're like, okay, I'm doing this great. This is like your typical situation. I'm sure you've been through this a million, jillion times. You're like, okay, I'm losing weight. I'm going to do this program. You get all like heightened excitement about it. And that's what you experience as motivation. It's like, I need to do this. I want results. You're really focused in on how you want to feel, and you start doing it. And you're like, great, I'm doing it and it's working. And you're sticking to it, and you get this like euphoria. You get this euphoria, especially when you start seeing results. It's like this real euphoria of like, yeah, I'm killing it. I'm doing such a good job at this. But what people then don't realize is that this isn't the energy that they're in isn't sustainable. It's not a sustainable thing to be doing it like this. Like, because it's from a real pushing and forcing place. It's just not, that's why people give up. It's like you're basically, everything is focused on this thing of weight loss. And sometimes the motivation behind it is it's just not sustainable. And so then when, because the dieting mentality as well, it's like very perfectionist seeking and very like, I speak to a lot of people who are in the dieting mentality, kind of, and it's like their blind spot, because unfortunately that's what we're taught. Like, that's why I had to switch off from basically all dieting advice and all weight loss advice, because it was like, wow, like all of it's just aimed towards making me feel deprived or making me panic about how I do things and et cetera, et cetera. And it's like the priority is alignment. So the priority is your emotions. So the priority is that you don't get into a state of overwhelm, that you don't get into a state of anxiety, that you just relax into, hey, it's all good. I trust, I have faith, it's all working out. And then when you're in that place, you have clarity to make the best decisions. Like, that's how it works with any type of manifestation from what I'm experiencing in my life. I'm like, it's all the same shit, right? And it's like, it's just that I just have a real understanding of the weight loss aspect of it. So yeah. Okay, but like, here's the thing, right? Because this is what I see, like people do need like some sense of structure, right? And I needed some sense of structure, because like I've said before, like I was fucked up around eating. I was trying to tune into what my body wanted and needed, but my gauge on what my body needed and wanted was screwed up because I was an emotional eater. So it's like, well, I needed some sort of structure, and that's where macros came in for me, because it was like, well, shit, like I need some sort of a structure, but I have the tendency to be all or nothing. So I have the tendency to either be too strict or too loose around food, and I needed to learn something in between. And like, how was I meant to figure out what was in between? And so what I did was I started like tracking calories, and yes, I was like weighing certain foods, and like I had to figure all that out. And that's why, like, here's the thing, it wasn't that I didn't allow myself to get into this place that people get to when they do these things, and that's overwhelm, anxiety, etc., etc. And that's where self-sabotage is coming from. When you follow a meal plan, it's because you don't take care of your thoughts and emotions throughout the strategy, right? And that's what you actually need guidance with. This is really important, right? And I've said this before. Studies have shown that weight loss and maintaining a healthy weight has more to do with emotional intelligence than it does nutritional knowledge. It's really, really important that you understand what that means there, right? Because what that's saying is you can learn all about nutritional knowledge, but if you don't have emotional intelligence, you are not going to follow through with the information. And that's been proven as well. Like, I've seen a study done on that. And like, I don't even fucking care about science. I see this in my life every fucking day. I've proved it to myself day in and day out that when I lacked emotional awareness and intelligence, I sucked at diets. I sucked at eating. I was an emotional eater. I basically couldn't follow through with many things in my life. Although, no, I won't. Like, I think I had things that I was really good at, like career-wise, but I just couldn't apply that to food. It's like I've been really smart and I've been really ambitious and career-driven, and I went to uni and blah, blah, blah. And it's like, but I couldn't figure out my food stuff, even though I felt like I knew everything I needed to know about diet and exercise, and I knew it too well. You know what I mean? Like, I knew it too well, but I couldn't, and I felt like a failure because it was like, I know all this stuff, but I seem to suck around food, you know? And then so, yeah, like that was the whole thing, was like, you can have all this knowledge and you might be sitting here. It's like, I know all about macros. I know all about all that stuff. I've been there, done that. Yet I'm still not at a place where I want to be. And it's like, well, then Intuitive Macros, the program, is perfect for you, because that's the whole thing that I want to teach people. It's like, yeah, I don't expect you to need me to hold your hand around like what counting macros mean, you know what I mean? If you like have no idea what counting macros even is, like, it's probably not for you. It's like, I will give you advice on what it is and stuff like that, of course, but it's like, this is deeper than that. This is about law of attraction, and I want to support you for 12 weeks on your emotional like attachment to strategy. And because I know that there's a whole bunch of you out there who have been on diets before but don't know how to manage and have emotional intelligence around the strategy and how to deal with when sabotage comes up. If you stick to a program, you will lose weight. It's just that you have trouble sticking to the program because you lack emotional awareness and you lack the support to be able to do that from a law of attraction perspective, because not many people understand how to integrate law of attraction with their relationship to food, with dieting and losing weight. It's just not really out there, which is why I created this, right? Because it's so important for you to understand this stuff in relation to your food and weight and diet, because your emotions will impact your behaviors. Your emotions will impact your result, okay? Like, it's just, that's just how it is. Your thoughts, feelings, and beliefs create your reality. Literally, like, you create your own reality. You create your own reality. So you get to come to this place where it's that simple. Like, it is that simple. And then when you know that, you can take strategy and be like, okay, so I have this strategy, but my foundation is the fact that I create my own reality. So if I start getting all heightened emotion and panic around, am I following this strategy correctly? Am I hitting my macros? Hang on a second. Let me go back to the fundamental truth, which is, I create my own reality. And if I'm panicking right now, I'm not creating the reality that I want. Okay. So you have to remember that all this dieting mentality bullshit that you've learned and this way that you've been conditioned hasn't been working for you. Your approach, your perception hasn't been working for you. Otherwise, you wouldn't be here. You wouldn't have a weight issue. Okay. So remembering that, and then remembering the fact that you create your own reality, in order to create the reality that you want, you have to have awareness of your thoughts and feelings and beliefs. You have to be in vibrational alignment to what you want, which what you want is to feel good. Everything that you want, weight loss, you want to feel good. That's why you want weight loss. So then if you want weight loss, you have to feel good in order to get to the weight loss. Right? You can't keep on feeling bad about how fat you are or whatever and attract the situation that you want. You will always come back to where you are now if you don't deal with the habit of feeling bad about your weight. Okay? You have to, unless you want to diet for the rest of your life, unless you want to be in this push and pull mentality of like, I need to be motivated and I need to work out. Sure, people can maintain a decent weight with that energy, but they'll spend their whole lives operating from a really energy draining place and their whole life will be obsessed with dieting or whatever. Or they'll yo-yo diet like I used to. And sure, I never looked bad. I don't think I ever looked bad, But mentally, I was not happy, right? Because I was constantly obsessed with my diet. I was constantly obsessed with exercise. And it's like coming from this place of like real icky energy, right? And it's like, yeah, I did weigh my food for 3 months, but it was from a different place. It was aligned action. And that's what I mean. It's like you can take action, but if you're not in the right energy, it's just not gonna last. That's why people give up. That's why people give up on dieting. It's like so simple. It's so simple. It's so obvious. And I just wish more people could see that the way that I see it. And like, I guess that's the whole point of this, right? That's why you're here, right? Because you get it. Like, you resonate with what I'm saying. You're like, yeah, it makes sense. It does. Of course it fucking makes sense. Of course it does. It's like how the universe works. It's like, exactly. Things, like, you just have to understand that it's about your emotions. It's about emotional intelligence. You just have to understand that. And that's why I want to support you with that. That's why it's so important. If you want weight loss and you need some sort of structure and strategy and you're happy to count calories, you think, okay, you know that you are in control of your emotions. You know, on a basic level, you agree with me that we have the capacity to control our emotions. And you want guidance with that. You want to be able to follow a strategy that will teach you long-term consistency around food. You're sick of yo-yo dieting. You're sick of like going through phases of dieting and then gaining it back. You're sick of feeling restricted, like you can't eat certain foods that you love, or you have no idea how to portion control, and you want emotional support throughout that process, right? Then Intuitive Macros is for you. It's like the whole program, it's a group coaching program, okay? What does group coaching mean? It's like having a one-on-one coach, except it's not private, it's in a group. So you'll literally be able to talk to me and say, Barbara, this was my week. This was how my food went. This was my situation. And then I'll coach you back. That's it. Like, that's what you get. It's different to my courses, because my courses is like, here's the content and away you go. Like, you don't get that support, because that's what a self-study course is all about. It's self-study. Intuitive Macros isn't a self-study course. It's a group coaching program, meaning you get to interact with me, right? You get to get my support. You get to ask me questions and have, like, I've done so many courses in my lifetime, right? So many. I can't even tell you how many thousands of dollars I've spent on courses, like hundreds of thousands probably. Like, I don't even know, like, so many courses I've bought and plans and this, not just like around every single topic that I've ever like come across, right? And it's like, self-study is great, but what's really good is when somebody can help you implement it and apply it to you. This is why I work with coaches all the time. I've hired so many coaches in the last 2 years because I need somebody to listen to me talking. And I know the content, but it's different when somebody else listens to you talking and can say, this is what's happening and this is what you need to do. That's what's different about Intuitive Macros, okay? Because it's a group coaching program, you get to have that type of coaching and help, right? Catered to you. And it's a small group. So it's like, there's just going to like, it. Yeah. It's like, it's a small group. You'll get access to me, and you'll get that law of attraction approach combined with strategy, which you're not going to get anywhere else. And this will go for 3 months. So I just like, I'm not obviously not going to be running it again for a while. So you literally just have a week left to come into the group and like, let me help you reach your goals in 2019. It isn't just about having to have willpower and shit like that. Like, I'll coach you through your issues. I'll coach you through your self-sabotage. I'll coach you through your dieting mentality, etc., etc. Like, it's a fucking amazing opportunity. Like, don't let it go. If you feel like this would be good for you, like, don't let your fears kind of take over. It's like, I'll coach you through anxiety and stuff like that, or an overwhelm and everything like that. It's like such a small investment for the payoff that you're going to get if you learn consistency around food from the right energy, okay? Sustainable energy, so that you can carry it through and just leave the program just like feeling fucking empowered and knowing exactly what you need to do. That's really my goal with everything that I do, right? With my podcast, with my courses. It's like, I need you to know that when I felt powerless around food, it's because I gave my power away to the diet. I gave my power away, and I believed that I didn't know what to do. And it's like, no, like, you've got to change your energy. You've got to shift your energy to a place where you do know. Then you're a vibrational match to knowing, right? It's like attracts like. That which is likened to itself is drawn. You cannot become an empowered person around food from a place of feeling powerless. You have to train yourself through your thoughts and feelings and beliefs to start to feel powerful and to feel empowered around food. You guys, this is how the world works. Okay? Anyway, I'm here to support you through the process. Intuitive Macros is fucking amazing, and you need to get in, you need to get in, you need to get in. Okay? I know this, you know this, just get fucking in there. I'll just help you. And you have one more week, lovely peoples. Anyway, that's all I have for today. I really want to help you with Intuitive Macros, so that's why I'm just like banging on about it. I'm like, you need this help, you need this help, you need this help. But that's it for today. Aligned action, right? It's quite simple. It is. Your priority is your emotions. Sometimes there's a point where there's so much resistance that if you try and change your emotions, you actually just need to feel into it, because that lessens the resistance. And I've spoken about that before, right? But at the end of the day, you get to control your emotions. You get to control your outcome. You create your own reality. You create your own reality, and you get to become a person that gets what they want. And it's not about your willpower to a certain extent, because willpower has to come from the right energy. Yeah, it can't come from a pushing, because it's not sustainable. Yeah, because literally, even from a scientific perspective, we all just have a certain amount of willpower, like brain-wise. So the willpower has to come from your subconscious mind being on board with what your conscious mind wants. That's all it is. That's what I mean by sustainable, right? It's when your subconscious, because your subconscious is what takes over when your conscious brain gets tired and you're not. And if you're stressed out, it's like you've only got a certain amount in your cup each day of that, what your conscious mind can handle. And when it's like, when you're driving the car, you're not consciously thinking about it all the time, you're in autopilot. And so your subconscious mind needs to be on par with what your conscious mind wants. And if you don't pay attention to your thoughts and feelings and beliefs and train your subconscious brain, then yeah, you will continue to self-sabotage. And that's the problem with people, and that's what I'm here to fix, help with and guide you through it. Okay, so Intuitive Macros, it's www.nodietbabe.com/intuitive macros. It's in the show notes. It's in my Instagram bio. Yes. Okay, I love you guys. And I will see you in the next episode. Thank you so much for tuning in today. If you loved this episode, I'd love for you to leave me an iTunes review. Don't forget to follow this podcast for more uplifting teachings to come. For more tips, inspiration, and teachings, come follow me on Instagram at NoDietBabe or check out my website, NoDietBabe.com. Until I see you next time, babes, lots of love.